Welcome to Limitless with Lisa Z, a podcast about how to move from inspiration to action and bring our dreams to life. I'm Lisa Zahia, and each week I'll release two podcasts, one where I walk you through action steps about how to make your dreams a reality, with another podcast in which I interview amazing changemakers from all over the world. This podcast isn't just for listening. Take notes and take action. Let's ignite and change the world together. Hey friends, this is our last week in the Change One Thing Challenge. I'm so excited, and today is all about habit changing hacks. If you're doing this and it doesn't feel so fun or you feel a little stuck, today what we're gonna talk about is just hacks, things you can be doing to hack the system to change your habits faster. So I just have a whole list of them that I'm gonna go through. I use almost all of these because I like things to change quickly and I like holding myself to that standard. The first one is practicing mindfulness, which is a daily routine of yoga, breathing, intentional movement, stretching, any sort of mindfulness practice. Because we talked about this habit circle going from this habit cycle going from cue to routine to reward. When you can put spaces between cue and routine, you can notice what you're doing and change a lot. So I want to practice mindfulness daily, and it makes this process a lot easier. The second thing is like say it publicly, say it to somewhere that feels safe, but a friend, a partner, a coach, and have somebody who can hold you accountable, and also like humans to keep other people happy. So say it publicly. There are lots of places where you can pay a fine. If you haven't, you know, you give your kid $5, you pay into a system where if you didn't do the habit, you're actually having to do something negative for it. This goes as extreme as there's websites where you have to donate to a cause you don't believe in. I'm not really a fan of that one. I like to say, oh, I'm gonna give a dollar. Something that's slightly painful. And on the other side of that, make a big reward. One thing I do is, before I do public speaking gigs, I need to be in the habit of practicing. So I make a big sheet on the wall with 10 hash marks, and I have to cross it out and I have to practice the speech 10 times. And then I pick out something I'm gonna purchase myself when that happens. Next habit hack is change your environment. When we're in a new place, it's a lot easier to do a new habit. I mean, obviously, there's a reason when you go to like health retreats that is easier than going to doing the healthy things at home. So for me, when I was talking last time about not eating mindlessly. And when I went to a coffee shop and worked, obviously I would have to pay for food, but also it just having a different environment. Sometimes I co-work with my friends, made that habit switch a lot easier.
This podcast is brought to you by Coaching with Lisa Zahia, a business development company which provides strategy, coaching, and staffing support to mission-driven businesses. We help create bold and impactful businesses and to help the founders become the people who can do it. Curious about how to grow your business? Schedule a free consultation at www.chatwithlisaz.com. www.chatwithlisaz.com.
Next hack is to substitute. So substitute for something healthier. So we talked about, for me, instead of eating and not realizing it, I was having a bubbly water. So I substituted it with something else, which makes that habit a lot easier. Also, another great hack is to move. Move your body, move your body, move your body, in whatever way feels good to you. And I think that is really useful in that, just like mindfulness, it allows you to expand that space between cue and routine. Habit stacking. Put your habit right next to, if you're trying to add a habit, put it next to something you're already doing. So if you brush your teeth every day, you drink your coffee every day, put that habit right next to it. Put the journal in front of the coffee maker. You have to remind yourself, but it's a lot easier to do a habit when it's stacked with something else. I used to have some PT exercises I need to have as a good habit, and I would do them at the gym because I was stacking it with the habit of going to the gym that I already had. We've got a couple more hacks. State what you are doing in the affirmative. So this is really important, is just trick your brain. It's not, I'm trying to do this, I have decided, and make it really exciting. Instead of, I'm gonna do my PT exercises, I'm gonna hike up the hill with happy hips, because I am doing these exercises to create goodness, excitement, and movement in my life. So talk about it in the affirmative, but also talk about it positively and with excitement. Use that positive language to reprogram yourself. One thing I really like is the 10-minute delay. So if I feel that cue, I really want to do that habit, I really, really, really want to do that habit, I do a 10-minute delay, meaning in 10 minutes, if I still want that other coffee or whatever, I can have it, but I try to just get myself to wait 10 minutes. You all are amazing. These are my hacks. I would try them one at a time, but just some quick things to change that one habit.
That's it, folks. Another amazing episode of Limitless with Lisa Z. I am inspired and want to give you the homework. Take some notes, take action, do one thing today that can move you towards your dreams. Got feedback? Let us know. You can write to us at lisa@lisazahia.com or visit us online at lisazahia.com.